Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, what's going on now? Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet. Got a great show for you today. By the way, for those of you following along real time, it is Thursday, January 8th, 2015, and it's actually colder today than it was yesterday. Kids are on a 90-minute delay, so we got them out the door. No snow day today. It's like 12 below zero. We're fired up, though, baby. I'm in the comfy confines of the Everyday Saturday podcasting studio, welcoming everyone from over 100 countries to the show. Listen to the dreamer, the doer, the entrepreneur, the coaching for you on how to make Everyday Saturday. So, hey, this is something that I meant to cover, I think, about 3 days ago, and I didn't cover it 3 days ago because, as usual, I'm a loose cannon. That's what they used to call me in corporate. Hey, Crowley, I've been identified. They had a file on me. Anybody ever have a file on you? It's pretty wild when you've got a file. I guess it should be taken as a flattery, right? But yeah, I had a file called a loose cannon. I'm not sure if that was a compliment or a shot at me. But either way, it's kind of, you know, where I'm going with this. That, you know, I could go going left, I go right, I zig, I zag, all over the place. You never know what I'm going to say, what I'm going to do. And I kind of like that, though. I kind of like that. It makes me feel a little bit mysterious. I think we all, deep down inside, come on now, I think we'd all love to be just a little more mysterious. Don't you agree? So today, I'm going to actually cover what I was going to cover a few days ago, talking about hot water. You ever find yourself in hot water? What I mean by that, and this is a saying I put on my Facebook fan page. I don't have Facebook up right now, but I can pretty much paraphrase because that's what I do. I paraphrase a lot, and it's something like this. The same hot water that softens the potato also hardens the egg. So it's not really about the circumstances around you. It's how you adapt or react to those circumstances. I'm going to give you an example because this has happened to you 1,000 times. You know, you find yourself in hot water, you find yourself in a circumstance, be it financially, health-wise, relationship, and you either get really soft and you wilt, right, or you harden yourself up, your exterior, like the egg. And as an entrepreneur, you're going to have to get that hardened exterior, just like the egg, because you're going to be dropped in hot water. And I'm afraid to tell you, it's going to happen more than one time, all right? Especially as an entrepreneur. Now, in a job, you can kind of, I mean, look, you get your boss yells at you. What's the worst thing that can happen in a job, right? Your boss yells at you, or coworker rolls their eyes at you, or doesn't appreciate me and what I bring and my efforts to the table. I don't feel appreciated by you. Well, okay. We used to say, you want a friend, get a dog, okay? That's what we used to say. Now, I don't want to be that, you know, that course today. I'm your buddy, okay? I'm your friend, but I am here to tell you it's a lonely road sometimes as an entrepreneur, but it's so awesome because the good news is everything begins and ends with you. The bad news is everything begins and ends with you, okay? So if you don't like your boss, you only have you to blame, okay? Hot water. I'm going to take you back a few years ago. And I lost $160,000 in about 2 weeks. Yeah, it was pretty wild, man. This isn't even bankrupt. This is like just 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And it was just a mixed mash of stuff. It was a real estate deal that went bad. It was a product that was supposed to launch. It didn't launch. Product that actually also launched at the same time, never got paid for in a partnership. I mean, it was a whole potpourri of poo-poo, okay? And when I tallied it up, I'm like, huh, I wonder how bad I'm getting screwed this month. Because at some point, I'm not the guy that looks at the glass half empty, but at some point, I kind of did want to know, how much money am I losing this month? And, you know, I do got a family of five. I got a feed and a business I run, and it all costs a little bit of money. Just how much money? I thought, well, maybe I lost 50 grand. $160,000 with the refi that didn't go through on the real estate that I was hoping for. That was a disaster. It was, I'll tell you what, I can't even go into that because I'm in a good place right now, but oh. Promises. You ever talk to bankers? I love bankers. Oh, do I love bankers? Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Our country here in the U.S. was so awesome prior to 2008 before the housing market crashed because you could get a loan just by signing your name, 720 credit score, and you're out the door with how many hundreds of thousands of dollars do you want? You know, I know. That's how we got in that trouble with subprime loans and credit default swaps and giving bad loans to bad people and high interest. I get it, okay? I get it. But you know what, right? Like anything else, you perform group therapy. The ones that weren't doing anything wrong are the ones that get hurt. Now, you know, it's gotten a little better, but, you know, golly, banks are looking up your backside with a microscope, man. I mean, looking in your underwear drawer, trying to find any reason at all. 800 credit score, well, that's okay, I guess, but we don't like your debt-to-income ratio. Debt-to-income ratio, okay? Well, that 720 score isn't going to do it anymore. Yeah, just stupid stuff, man. They went completely lived in fear. Ugh. Anyway, you see how I haven't let that affect me at all, and I just let it go? So, 160 grand gone. Product, client's not paying, blah, 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 blah. All right. So I'm like, wow, well, this really stinks. I mean, huh. And I calculated it, and I didn't even want to hit enter on the spreadsheet. I calculated all the money that I lost, and I hit enter, and I calculated, and I'm like, okay, that's a lot of money. All righty. Well, what are we going to do? So I was forced to harden my exterior because if I went the potato route and got really soft, I was done. I can't afford to do that. I mean, not now. Not in my 40s. Not with a family of six, 46 years old. Ain't no way this train can take the engine off going down the track. So, but the good news is, I've had this happen 1,000 times, man. I've had the carpet pulled out from under me. I've had promises that were not kept, that were told to me. People say they're going to do something they're not going to do. You know the deal, right? But the difference is when you're in a job or you're relying on somebody else, you can always boo-hoo. Hello, ring, ring, human resources. Hi, it's Jan. I'd like to file a complaint against Joe. Yeah, he made a promise that he would do X, Y, Z, and he didn't. So I'd like to – I mean, we don't do that in the entrepreneurial world, okay? And so with that being said, you got to get resourceful. And the only way you're ever going to get resourceful is if you've had this crap fed to you before, you know, and you did not allow it then to hamper your efforts to move forward, to keep creating products, to keep the momentum, to look for new opportunities. And, you know, that's what I did. I looked for new opportunities, and I'd never gotten involved because this was towards the end of 2000. I can't remember if it was 11 or 12, sometime in there. But I did not have the energy at that point, right then, at that particular point to create another product. I just didn't. I was kind of burnt out on people, but I wanted a product that I could propose and work with other people with that somebody else built. And I didn't really want to go the affiliate mailing route, mail my list, you know, click this link and I get 50%. And that's when I got into the BizOp industry. Now, this isn't a BizOp podcast, so don't be like, oh my God, here comes to sell. No, I'm not even going to mention the name. I'm not going to mention anything other than the fact that I got involved with a business opportunity that earned me $300,000 in a short period of time, all right? A short period, I mean like the next year, okay? That's pretty good, right? And the reason I did that is because I hardened my exterior and I got really focused, man. It's like I remember like it was yesterday. I went to my basement and the kids were upstairs. It was just coming up in November. It was coming around the holidays and they were upstairs playing and a lot was going on. I think my wife was baking cookies. It was like a Norman Rockwell Saturday, you know. But every day is Saturday. And so I went to the basement, had my laptop computer, and I just started looking, man, and looking and pointing and clicking and looking and doing research and pointing and clicking. And like 8 hours later, man, I made a couple of phone calls and got on the phone with people, asked some questions. And I said, you know, I'm going into the BizOp world, and I like this company. I'm going to bring other people with me. They trust me. I've got my moral compass dialed in. This isn't just some slimy, smarmy thing I'm going to try for a month, collect money, and leave. And genuinely, it worked out. All right, not only for me, but I made some great friendships that I still have today. And that's the thing. Let me just give you my 30-second advice on biz ops, multi-level marketing, network marketing. Most of you aren't going to ever make a dime in any of those, and that's not right, wrong, good, or bad, or whatever. I'm just saying you're not, because that's what the statistics say. That's just a fact, okay? Now, what you will do is you will build great relationships with individuals who you will keep as friends for the rest of your life. Now, you're also going to find enemies in a business opportunity, people who screwed you over, took your money, whatever, but you're going to find that in a job. You're going to find that everywhere. It's up to you to have the power of discernment, all right, the ability to look at an individual, their past, because past performance predicts future results, all right? Look at their past, look at what they've done, Google their name, find out a little bit more about them, get on their social media accounts, see who they are, see who they hang out with, and just get to know them. Do your own background investigation. Don't rely on somebody else, but I love the business opportunity world because I've made some really good friends in that space. I've spoken for a lot of companies, but I've also been a rep in companies, and I really enjoy it because I love the dreamer. You're never going to find a bigger dreamer than in the network marketing or the MLM space or the biz op. You're just not. Now, you're going to find some bad people. Of course you are. Everywhere in the world, they are. Everywhere, no matter what, okay? But this is not an advocate. I'm not mentioning any names of companies I would recommend. I'm just saying don't, you know, believe all the negative stuff you hear about business opportunities. And when the water got really hot and I lost that 160 grand in a month, that's where I looked. And I'm a spiritual guy, so I believe God guided me and gave me discernment to choose a company that I would end up making friends with, who I still communicate and visit with today, online and offline. And that 160 I lost, I would have never found that $300,000 payday, relatively speaking, over the next 12 months, had I not lost that 160 grand. Now, those are big numbers. You may be thinking of $1,600 and trying to turn that into $3,000, and you're going through some tough times right now. You got a lot of bills. It's after the holidays. Income may be down. You may be down. Maybe you got a death in the family. All I can say to that is life happens to everybody. It just does. And again, I feel for you. If you've lost a loved one, I know that feeling. It is. There's nothing worse. It takes months, sometimes even years, to recover. But you can't let those types of really negative setbacks set you back, because you only got a short amount of time on earth. You don't even know if today might be your last day. For somebody, somewhere in the world, right now, today was their last day on earth. And had they known that, I guarantee they would not have sweated the small stuff. They would not have majored in minor things. And that's the attitude that you got to take. And when that water gets hot, and when you feel the walls kind of closing in on you, man, and you're like, oh my God, it sucks. Take a deep breath. Take a really deep breath. Go down into the basement or wherever it is for you and get really clear on where you're going to go next, the next step you're going to take in a positive direction, not backwards, okay? I tried that one time, getting a job, going back to a job. I was running away. Do this exercise. Go outside and run as fast as you can forward. And then go back to that same starting position and run as fast as you can going backwards, without trying to fall over, by the way, because it's very difficult to run backwards at any rate of speed. Do you run faster going forwards, or do you run faster going back? You run much faster when you're moving towards something, all right? Any object, any place, anywhere, anytime, all right? You run backwards, you're going at about a quarter of the speed, and you're worried about just not falling down. So my conviction for this and for you, and my message for you, is to run as fast as you can moving forward. When the water gets hot, start running, baby. When the water gets hot, start running, baby. Because you don't want to stay in the hot water forever. And get the hardening of the egg, man. You're not going to soften the potato. You're going to harden the egg. Man, let me tell you something, man. Life is so freaking awesome. Even at 12 below in Cincinnati, Ohio today, I feel amazing, man. My dogs don't feel so amazing. They're sitting in a cage staring at me when I go up there. I feel horrible because they're like, dude, seriously, it's 10 below outside. We got nothing going on today. And I'm looking at them like, dudes, Ginger, Lucy, I got a lot going on. I can't play today. Sorry, kids. You know? So for them, it's not so happy. For me, I'm happy. For you, be happy, man. Be happy. The water's going to get hot, and it ain't the last time. Someone's going to turn that up to boiling, baby. What are you going to do? You going to get soft like the potato? Hell no. No, 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 no. Not you. No way, no how. Sam Crowley, I appreciate you listening to the Everyday Saturday Show. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.